Hello, I'm Neely Jones, host of Focus on Suppliers. This week, we're taking a look at NASCAR and suppliers working in the bakery category. We're going to have a lot of fun. Join us as we talk with Anheuser-Busch about the process going into marketing for specific events like NASCAR, including packaging and store display. Plus, why Nature's Bakery partnered with Danica Patrick and Authentic's the Key Word. And Rick's Bakery inside Walmart. Find out how it happened and why. That and more as Focus on Suppliers starts right now.
Focus on Suppliers is presented by 8th & Walton, the premier destination for supplier development, and sponsored in part by Dun & Bradstreet, Saatchi & Saatchi X, and other outstanding companies.
Your millennial fun fact is that 63% of avid millennial NASCAR fans are more likely to share almost all or most of the video content that they get related to NASCAR. They want anything that they can share via text, via Facebook, anything that's going to allow them to express their passion and their love of NASCAR. Millennials care even more about authenticity. So when Nature's Bakery signed Danica Patrick as one of their sponsors and drivers, it makes perfect sense. Danica has been someone that has talked about her health and fitness over the course of the years. It's a brand that therefore connects to someone in NASCAR that feels authentic and real to millennials. As we continue to talk about how to connect more with millennials, in particular in the NASCAR space, it's important to make sure that we're using emotional connections like health, something we know millennials care about, back into that video content that we deliver for them. And we'll see you next time for the next Millennial Minute.
Joining me now, a special guest and friend, Rick Boone of Rick's Bakery. So nice to have you here today.
Thank you for having me.
We are talking about the bakery category, which brings me to you. I want to give people who maybe aren't familiar with Rick's, so maybe not in the Northwest Arkansas area, a brief overview of your restaurant.
Okay.
Or bakery, for lack of a better term.
Right. So we have been in business for 36 years. We're very concentrated on our local people. You know, we're all about the town. We're all about Northwest Arkansas, the environment and how we do things, and our products kind of reflect that. So we've, you know, we're sugar and butter and flour and all that kind of stuff. And so I feel like we've created a pretty good following from being in business the last 36 years.
You have a deli, you have Razorback theme items, just about anything you can think of.
We're very theatrical. Our decorators are behind glass, so you can see them decorating cakes. You know, our deli is actually behind windows, so you can see them slicing the meats. The bakers are making donuts, and you can actually look and see them. So we're very open. We want that movement in the room.
For people to see.
Yes.
And speaking of movement, you've moved into Walmart stores. How did that process happen?
Well, it wasn't my idea. They approached me of wanting to go into the stores, and I got a few messages, and I said, no. I was really concerned they would want me just to put an end cap, some boxes on a product, which I see a lot of vendors do that, mm-hmm. and that's not our style. That's not who we are. And so if it's not going to be a good fit for me, I know it's not going to be a good fit for Walmart, so it's not going to work. He said, well, we want to serve your products and not just box them and put them on a shelf. And I said, well, that's how we do business, so sure, come on in. So he came in, he brought plans of a new neighborhood market and showing the case where it was set up. And it's a 8-foot Husband case, refrigeration bottom and dry top. And what he said, I want to give you the top of the case for your individual products, and we will serve that product to the consumers as they come in. And I said, so you're going to kind of move our concept of how we do products in our bakery into the store. And he said, yes, that's what we're after. We're after that local draw to bring people into the store because we're looking to making that store stronger. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. to get stronger, we've got to offer something that nobody else can, and that's somebody local in that area that will bring us to the store.
A Rick's Bakery. Now you guys are in four stores, but a lot of people may not realize you're delivering product every day.
We do. We're also a little bit different vendor. Walmart's been so agreeable and workable with us because we are different. We are not, this is a new world for us. Mm-hmm. You know, labeling and processing how we're going to package things is so different from how we think. We're strictly retail. And so we're not thinking wholesale, which is kind of a new concept for us. So we go into the stores every day. Each store is delivered on a fresh basis. If you think almost like a old bread route from the 50s and 60s, that, you know, they brought it to the store every day. That's what we do. We have a truck every day that their only job is to go to each one of those stores to check the shelves, make sure it's fresh, it's coming in. And I think it's working pretty well so far.
Rick, always nice to see you. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. You can see all episodes and extended interviews at Vimeo.
We're here today with Joel Graham. He has 28 years of experience with Sam's Club, and he's now an expert with 8th and Walton. Welcome, Joel.
Thank you.
So what is the one piece of advice that you would give to new suppliers?
The one piece of advice would be to set up your homepage on Retail Lane.
And setting up that homepage, what does that entail?
Well, that entails things such as your favorites. That favorite block lets you drag applications and frequently used documents into that favorites bar so that you can have fast and easy access to
it. So you can get
to
decision support quickly, or your online supplier agreement, and those types of things?
Yes, item link and online item file are some frequently used applications that all suppliers would need. So those would be fast and easy to get to in that favorites bar.
Okay, and what else is on there as well? Isn't there an application where you can look at your business?
Yeah, if you need sales data fast and easy, you can set up your business at a glance. You can set up things such as sales and margin, inventory, and in-stock. Let's say you come in on a Monday morning and you need to get to that data fast. You don't want to wait for a report to come to you. You can see that fast, and then you have the information in front of you.
So suppliers who are coming in for the first time to Retail Link, it's a pretty daunting task. What's some advice that you might give them on what they can do to learn it more quickly?
I would say not be afraid of Retail Link. Get in there, play around in it. It's Retail Link is your friend. There's a lot of information in there for folks to mine. And then as you learn the navigation of Retail Link, consider taking some classes that prepare you to be more of an expert in that area.
I think classes and also having a mentor or somebody that you can kind of talk with that maybe help guide you through that process as well?
Correct. Most of what I learned in Retail Link was done by playing, but a lot of it also was done by having a mentor and having someone help me understand what I'm looking for or
Absolutely.
Where I'm looking at.
Well, and I know we all learn better when that happens. But
right.
Well, Joel, hey, thank you so much for coming in today and helping us. You're an expert, and you're working at 8th and Walton. We appreciate
yes, sir.
It.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Bentonville Commerce, less than 1 mile from the Walmart home office. You'll love the convenience, amenities, and customized options Bentonville Commerce offers. For more information or a tour, call 479-200-1112 today.
You just had your buyer meeting. Now there's follow-up to do. Maybe your buyer wants more on seasonal sales or invited you to prepare a joint business plan or set up a date for your line review. 8th and Walton can help. Our experts work with you one-on-one in a confidential setting to prepare for your next buyer meeting. The classes we offer help you too. Retail Link, Supply Chain Management, Inventory Management, taught in cities across the country, in Canada, and in Latin America. So before your next buyer meeting, contact 8th and Walton. Then relax, knowing that you will be ready.
Joining us now is Andrew Strolin from Nature's Bakery. You've come all the way from Nevada. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
I want to talk to you a little bit about your brand and your company and how it started, because you have a great history.
Well, Nature's Bakery, it's a story of three generations. It goes back to a gentleman by the name of Richard Marson. He started a family bakery in the Bay Area, a successful family bakery, and he had a son named Dave Marson. And Dave grew up in the family bakery. I remember hearing stories about him sitting on the flour, watching his dad bake. And ultimately, he grew up in this bakery, and he made it his life's passion. And baking became what he did. And so he went on to create a variety of different successful bakeries baking products for other people. Then there was a downturn and a recession hit, and he had lost a lot of the business. The business had gone down, and he came to a crossroads. And it was at a point where he was, whether he went on to continue his baking career or maybe try something completely different. Mm-hmm. But with entrepreneurial spirit and zeal, he decided to take one last stab at something that he had been pondering for years, is creating his own brand and baking for himself. So in 2010, he partnered with his son, Sam Marson, and they launched Nature's Bakery.
And hence we have you here today. You're the Vice President of Marketing. You've been there since the very beginning. This brings me to my next question. When we talk about marketing and branding, you partnered with NASCAR. How has that been helpful, and what have some of the challenges been?
Well, our sponsorship is with Danica Patrick, the number 10 car, and as you know, she's part of the Stuart Haas Racing team. It's been a very interesting journey so far. They warned us. They said that before the season, when the season starts, it's going to be like drinking from a fire hose, and given it really has been. But you never thought drinking from a fire hose would be fun, but it is, and so it's been a great learning experience for us as well. There's a lot of details involved in being, especially a new brand, joining the NASCAR family and being part of NASCAR. But the community has embraced us thus far. It's been really great. The fans have been really wonderful, and Danica's been really great.
Speaking of Danica, choosing a female, has that helped you reach a targeted audience?
Absolutely. Danica is, she's just got star power. She resonates with the female shopper. She indexes really high on the awareness charts. I think she indexes higher than even Blake Shelton up there. She's up there. Mm-hmm. But she's also very genuine and authentic for our brand. There's a reason why we went with Danica. It was not necessarily about what she did, but more so about who she was and what it made up who she was. There were certain things that were authentic. She loves to run. She loves the outdoors. She stays fit. She's conscientious. She loves yoga. And those are the things that we embrace. And between our brand and her personal brand, those are the areas of what that converge and creates that authenticity that you just can't make up.
Exactly, and can translate into conversion, into sales. And talk to you about displays. When you go through NASCAR, how are your displays different in store than normal, or are they basically the same?
We're actually creating a display program right now. It's a variety of different things for different channels. Whether it's C-store, grocery, mass, we're working on that right now. But what really helps us the most with our product is just getting the product in people's mouths and a lot of sampling. They can taste the quality for themselves.
Well, and speaking of quality, you mentioned that Danica was a natural partnership and that sort of granola feel, if you will, the all-natural, being healthy, the liking to take care of yourself. And that's something you guys show in your product packaging. You've come a long way, you've evolved, we've got a new product here. Let's talk about the packaging and some of the things you're sure to put on the labeling so that it's easy for consumers to see.
That's right. Consumers and shoppers are, they're a lot more intelligent, they're savvy, they have information at their fingertips, and they're demanding a lot more from the brands. Being conscientious, there's a lot of more label reading going on, and people turning the package around and looking at the ingredients. And so what we've done is our product is it's simple, it's crafted with thoughtful ingredients. We've gone through the quality certifications to get non-GMO project verified, kosher certification, vegan certification. You can see it right on the front as well. And then we talk about some of the attributes to make it very quick and easy to read for shoppers to make decisions. Like, for instance, our newest double chocolate brownie here is cholesterol-free, dairy-free, contains zero trans fat, and is kosher. And we've got it right there on the package.
So it's easy to see. The boxing, too, if we turn around and look at the back of the boxing, you list all the ingredients. That's something that's really come a long way, but it's not tiny. People can actually see it.
That's correct. We encourage people to look at the ingredients. We have nothing to hide. So we say crafted with thoughtful ingredients. We want people to turn around. We want people. Part of it is, you know, a lot of consumers are looking for brands that they trust. Mm-hmm. And this doesn't necessarily mean it's the big brands anymore. It's smaller emerging brands like us that are in the space. Our roots are in the natural and organic industry, and we've been able to, with this growth and with our flagship product line, the Nature's Bakery Fig Bar, we've been able to kind of cross over and become more of a mainline brand that you'll see on the shelves next to a lot of the other big names.
What do you think is important for other suppliers to keep in mind when you think about your company's story? What's another lesson that can translate to another supplier?
Just be real, be authentic. And what was important for Walmart was to us as a product that, again, crafted with thoughtful ingredients, simpler ingredients that people can understand.
And to be true to that labeling, which brings me to my next question. What is the most popular item and maybe what's your favorite?
Well, our most popular item right now is the Nature's Bakery Stone Ground Whole Wheat Raspberry Fig Bar. That's across the nation, that seems to be our most popular right now. And then it goes blueberry and fig are competing for second.
And which is the newest? You told us, but remind me again.
Our newest, we've been innovating. And so one of our newest innovations is our double chocolate brownie line. It's a dairy-free chocolate brownie. It's vegan, and it's made with whole grains, and also has a nice chewy center that's blended with dates, staying true to the old world fruit, going from fig to dates.
Andrew, always great to see you. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Visit us at 8thandwalton.com to learn how you can become a better partner with Walmart.
Bentonville Plaza, across the street from the Walmart home office. The best office location offers proximity and services like no other business complex in the area. Call 479-200-1112 today.
GigWalk is transforming how work gets done. As the leading mobile workforce management platform, GigWalk provides companies with mobile tools and a data-driven approach to improving business efficiency. Leading brands and retailers use GigWalk to manage their field teams and to mobilize 750,000 GigWalkers to collect data intelligence about their business and brands. Are the shelves stocked? Are my products priced competitively? Are the correct promotions in place? Visit us at GigWalk.com to learn more. GigWalk, make work better.
The New School, an independent school serving 1-year-olds to grade 8, offering small class sizes and teachers who are committed to academic excellence. Learn more at newschool.org.
Are e-commerce requirements getting under your skin? Take 2 aspirin and call us in the morning. 8th and Walton, for a needs assessment, custom training in a confidential setting, and classes online and in person. Call 8th and Walton, 479-715-6700, and feel better fast.
Joining us now, Matt Pfeiffer from Store of the Community. Thank you so much for being
with
us.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
Just give the folks at home a brief version of your history, because you have
sure.
a full history when it comes to your credentials, shall
right.
we say.
Well, I spent 13 years with Walmart, and I was really fortunate to have started off working in the field, both Sam's Club and what was then a rapidly growing Supercenter division. And I was asked to come to the home office in 1998 to be part of an operational task force in training and development. And from there, I went to marketing, and then from marketing to Japan, where I helped with the integration of the Seiyu business in 03 and 04.
And then you were one of the founders of this company, and now you've gone out on your own, and you have something you want to share with folks. We were talking about only 10% of people, you said, knew about the tire and lube when it came to consumers.
So when we started our marketing company back in 2005, we worked on a lot of different programs, but in 2012, we come up with a really interesting vehicle for helping promote the services of Walmart's Tire and Lube Express division. And I knew from my history at Walmart that at the time, and this was back in 2002, 2003, fewer than 10% of Walmart's own shoppers knew they were in the business of changing tires and oil and batteries.
That's amazing. So let's talk about what you've done. You've got this car that people can use for many different things, and it's been successful, the people that you've worked with so far. Speaking of NASCAR.
Sure. So in our marketing company, we really focus on three different things. One is, how do you create an out-of-context experience for a shopper that not only excites them during the event and the engagement itself, but also carries over to their dining room experience that evening or onto social media? So they're so excited about what happened that they're talking to other people throughout the day. So one is creating an out-of-context experience. The second is taking something really unique to the stores so they're really excited to support it, because so many of the events and promotions that you see in a Walmart store today, very homogenized, a lot of things that look kind of similar to something in the past. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to create something that was really unique. And then the third is a focus on return on investment. How is it that you can help your customer recover at least what they've invested in the program and get some more? And so what we did, we purchased a race car from Dale Earnhardt Incorporated, and this is a car that had placed 15th in the Daytona 500, so it was a legitimate race car. And we hired a company out in Charlotte, North Carolina to make a handful of modifications, minimal modifications, to make the car just barely street legal. And we wrapped it in Walmart Tire and Lube Express logos and that of a couple of co-sponsors. And we drove this race car from market to market following the NASCAR schedule.
It's had a lot of success. You even had a television station use it in the Kansas area?
That's right. So the shoppers loved it. The store associates loved it. But where we were the most successful is giving something to the local media. And in Kansas City, they have two races each year. The local Fox affiliate was so excited to see something new that they gave us a presence during five full segments of the evening news. It was sensational.
This is a great tool that suppliers can use.
It really is.
And then I just have to ask, how fast have you driven it?
So officially, we've never gone over the speed limit, especially when it was wrapped in customer graphics. But when before it was wrapped, the car will move pretty well.
All right, just having a little fun with you. Thank you so much for joining
Thank
us today,
you.
Matt.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. Joining us now, once again, a familiar face. Always good to have you here, Randy Ornstein from Anheuser-Busch.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for coming in from St. Louis. This is, of course, our NASCAR show. I want to talk to you about your merchandising for NASCAR and your marketing and display.
Definitely. Well, there's a strong correlation between NASCAR and the Walmart consumer, with 113 index over grocery, meaning the Walmart consumer watches NASCAR 13% more often than grocery. So we know it's very important for us and for our brand, Busch. And Anheuser-Busch's core brands like Budweiser and Busch have been a sponsor of NASCAR since 1978. It's the longest of any sports franchise sponsorship we've had. And this year, Busch will be sponsoring Kevin Harvick, who won the Cup 2 years ago and then received second place last year. And we believe strongly in SOTC, store the community events for NASCAR around the country. So you might see the Kevin Harvick replica car or Kevin Harvick himself at a Walmart near a NASCAR track. Or for larger races like the Daytona 500, we have more promotional NASCAR assets in the store, and especially our NASCAR-themed Busch packaging.
How does that translate into sales for you? Just continues to drive them.
Definitely. We focus more on targeted activation to make sure that the store is locally relevant based on the NASCAR race that's coming up. So our best-in-class wholesalers make sure that we have ample signage in the store related to that NASCAR race. We also focus on the Busch car has a unique paint scheme throughout the year that's relevant to the holiday or theme. So you might see a patriotic car in the summer and then a Busch hunting camo car in the fall. And the Busch hunting camo cans that we've recently had in Walmart have been super successful and a favorite of our buying team. And so hopefully when the consumer sees that Busch hunting camo car on TV, it'll translate the sales in the store and drive excitement for our consumer.
Makes sense. So is that kind of how you market regionally? I mean, do you market in different parts of the country in different ways?
We do. It's really, we focus on the Walmarts around the NASCAR track. We know not every Walmart has a NASCAR theme, so it's more about targeted activation and maybe the 5 to 10 Walmarts closest to that track.
Well, and more specifically, how do you target female shoppers?
So it's really exciting to see the impact of females with NASCAR. A lot of credit has to be given to Danica Patrick, who's brought a lot of females to the race. So on TV and digital, we focus a lot on the male and female alike. For example, on our TV, you'll see a lot of focus on the male and female, a diverse group of them watching a NASCAR race after a hard work week. And then on digital, we focus with Kevin Harvick and his wife, Delana, who focus more on inside the look, a sneak peek on what's going on in their everyday lives.
So that brings me, you mentioned digital. Let's talk about how social media plays a role in what you do with your products and what folks can learn even in other categories about engaging in social media.
Yeah, we know the NASCAR fan focuses a lot on digital. On Facebook, we'll focus on product love with Busch. So we'll have fan photos, we'll have historical images, we'll even show them what's going on in store and where to find Busch. We'll even offer flyaways to iconic races. And then with Twitter, it's about showing them behind the scenes of what's going on with a NASCAR race.
And then one more question. You're really excited about your driver this year, and has it made a difference in the different drivers you've chosen?
Yeah, Kevin Harvick has been a sponsor of ours for a few years. He used to be part of Budweiser, and we changed it to Busch this year. When we talked to him about the opportunity of Busch, he thought it was a great fit for his core values of his consumer fan base. It was a great fit because it's all about hard work and grit to get to victory lane. And that's what Busch is really all about, earning that moment and working hard.
Randy, thank you so much for your time.
Anytime. I'm happy to be here.
It's always nice to have you. All right, we'll be right back. Be sure to like 8th and Walton on Facebook.
K-Stack, the leader in collaborative retail consolidation programs. We offer the supply chain expertise needed to navigate the challenges of selling products with the world's largest retailers. And we provide customers with a customizable, scalable, environmentally sustainable supply chain with the same advanced technology typically used by larger rivals. By leveling the playing field, K-Stack lowers distribution costs and increases overall margins. K-Stack, retail logistics is what we do.
Just had your buyer meeting. Now there's follow-up to do. Maybe your buyer wants more on seasonal sales or invited you to prepare a joint business plan or set up a date for your line review. 8th and Walton can help. Our experts work with you one-on-one in a confidential setting to prepare for your next buyer meeting. The classes we offer help you too. Retail Link, Supply Chain Management, Inventory Management, taught in cities across the country, in Canada, and in Latin America. So before your next buyer meeting, contact 8th and Walton. Then relax, knowing that you will be ready.
That does it for this week, but here are three takeaways to help keep you on track, if you will. Number one, like your mama always told you, be yourself. In other words, to connect with shoppers, be real and authentic. Give them the real deal. Number two, drive excitement outside of stores and use something out of context for that experience. Number three, think local. So when you can, target marketing to engage your consumers and to be inviting. That does it for this week. We'll see you back here next week.
To record this show, set your DVR to Focus on Suppliers, Sundays at 5 a.m. on KNWA.
I walk in every day and I just take a deep breath and I'm like, I can't believe where it's gone, where it's come to. Blood, sweat, and tears, and then some, everything to build the company where it's at. I'm Billy Westbrook, and ScrubBlade is a idea I had. I wondered, why don't wiper blades scrub your windshield? If they're going back and forth, why don't they scrub the windshield while they're doing it? You know, I was making barely any money to survive. I was living on an air mattress at a friend's house, completely stripped down to nothing. It's just me. I was like, I'm going to give this 100% and see what happens with it. And that was in 2006. It's 2014 now, and I've never stopped. In the journey of ScrubBlade, we had a huge opportunity to do a big test with Walmart. And if I would have worked all those 8 years and neglected my business credit, I wouldn't have had the biggest opportunity of our journey. Dun & Bradstreet Credibility is a huge partnership for ScrubBlade. They share the knowledge really well, go through your credit rating with you and explain what this means and what that means. We're starting a big test with AutoZone, and I mean, they're the largest automotive retailer in the world. It's gonna take our company to the next level and beyond. What drives me, what keeps me going, is my family. Yeah. My job is to take care of my family, and it gives me a lot of pride to know that I can do that. And at the same instance, Dun & Bradstreet Credibility is taking care of me, or my entity, ScrubBlade. I mean, it's still a small company, but big in my eyes. We wanna have fun with it. We wanna bring people in along for the journey. You know, life's a journey. Get a clearer view. That's what Scrubblade's tagline is, and it means everything.